You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Burt Reynolds.
That's not my name.
Okay, Turd Ferguson.
Yeah, what do you want?
Welcome to the King's Realm, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network and DraftKings. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at King's Realm Pod, and leave us a voicemail or shoot us a text at 562-317-0087. Well, hockey is just 2 weeks away. The Kings' first preseason game is on the 27th of this month. That's right. And they open the season exactly 1 month from today at time of recording. So I guess that means we got to start figuring out this fantasy hockey thing again. Right?
Yeah.
Hint, spoiler hint. Alert.
Hint, hint. I am Dennis Wilson. That is James Willock.
Sad day in the world of comedy.
Very sad day. And Jordan Heckman.
What? It's a big hat. I found it in the prop room. It's funny.
It is not funny.
We lost one of the greats.
Yeah. And to some, they don't even know how great he is.
Yeah.
Which
and to
is
some who
an atrocity.
Somehow don't know who we're talking about. Norm Macdonald passed
White.
Away
oh.
today. No, not Betty White. Somehow, amazingly, Betty White is still alive. Yeah, Norm Macdonald. One of the most underappreciated comics of all time.
100%.
I definitely found myself going down a rabbit hole of just finding clips and like comedy specials and just shit that he's been in. And it's just like, it's endless. Like
yeah.
if you haven't had the pleasure of watching him or listening to him or anything like that very much, just take 30 minutes, go down that rabbit hole. It'll turn into an hour and a half real fucking quick. Great shit.
And you'll love every second of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Actually fired from SNL.
Yeah.
For some bullshit.
Yeah.
That's right, huh?
His final skit where he was, who was it? What was that one? It was one of like the late night talk show hosts that he was playing. And he just like walked off and like threw his jacket and everything. The last skit he did.
I was reading he was
Letterman.
Getting a ton of pressure. For doing all the O.J. Simpson jokes, calling him a murderer.
Oh.
And the head of NBC.
What, they don't like facts?
Yeah, the head of NBC was friends with Simpson.
Hmm.
So allegedly, that was the drive to push him out.
That's some bullshit. I know that he was pushed out. I didn't know that that was the reason why. I know that he was very, very pissed off when he left.
Yeah. So it's like, and you know, it's that censorship at its highest form, right? It's like if we're limiting people on comedy for touching on touchy subjects, then some of the best comedy would never have been made.
Yeah. I mean, in especially the world that we live in now, where like everything is fucking taboo,
which like drives me nuts.
Yeah. Like that, like comedy is the one place it's supposed to be. Speaking of like being woke and shit like that, but like the safe space to be able to say whatever you want, as long as it's, you know, in a joking manner, totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or it's made to bring light to the stupidity of some, you know,
yeah,
the
whatever,
absurd
whatever
side of society or whatever the case is, right? It's driven to be thought provoking in a sense, but to really, you know, get people to laugh at some of the stupidity that exists and maybe shine a better light on it, make it easier to talk about. So Norm Macdonald was not shy. He was not shy.
Jordan was playing some clips before the show. He was not shy.
He said whatever the fuck SNL. He felt need to be said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's for fans of comedy, really dig into his stuff because it's we don't want to lose that.
Yeah.
He did a bit about his Uncle Bert in 2011 on a comedy special where he talked about cancer. He hated the fact that people said that, you know, you're battling cancer and you lost your battle to cancer. And he basically said, in paraphrasing, but he said, you know what? When you die, the cancer dies at the same time. So basically, I wouldn't call that a loss. I'd call that a draw. So Norm Macdonald had his draw.
Yep. Kept that private, too. I had no idea.
Nope, not a fucking clue.
Yeah, for a decade. That's nuts.
Yeah.
But, you know, he wasn't an outwardly public person anyway.
True.
So it makes sense. It makes sense.
Yeah, private battle. I mean, that's got to be something really, really hard to go through, you know, mentally. So especially for, you know, someone that is famous, right? And just trying to keep that shit under wraps and deal with it on your own, you know, with your family or in friends or whatever. That's got to be no easy task in itself.
Yeah. And like those Jeopardy skits with Daryl Hammond.
Will Ferrell, yeah.
that was epic comedy at the time. And him being in the same era as like your Adam Sandler's, your David Spade's, your... Mm-hmm. What's my buddy? Hip hop.
Rob Schneider.
Damn, you give him all easy ones. I'm sure there's going to be a lot. Adam is not shy to, you know, still continue the tributes to Chris Farley, and I think that group of comedians in that time will definitely pay tribute, and it. I hope they do something for the fans because that was a pretty cool cat.
Yeah, definitely going to miss that guy. Have missed that guy, really. So he's been in hiding dealing with this for so long. So just it sucks.
Yeah, nothing but love.
It's one of those that, you know, there's, you know, I'm not usually someone that really gets into, like, you know, being upset about when a celebrity passes, you know, like it happens and stuff like that. But there's certain ones that come along that sting more than others. And this is one of them for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I was saying nothing but love from the King's Realm.
Absolutely.
To Norm Macdonald, his family, his friends, and all of us that enjoyed years and years of his comedy.
Thank you.
Yes. For thank those you. Years. Thank you. So now that that's over, week one may also be over, but the season is just getting started with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. It's quiet all of a sudden.
Sportsbook.
To kick off week two, DraftKings are giving new customers $200 in free bets instantly when they bet $1 on any football game. Listen Sportsbook. Up, because you don't want to miss this.
Ooh.
Head to the DraftKings Sports app now and place your bet $1 on any week two game to receive $200 in free bets instantly.
Ooh, tell me more.
If Sportsbook is not yet available in your state, DraftKings is still offering huge cash prizes up for grabs all season long with their daily fantasy contests. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN to receive $200 in free bets when you place $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code THPN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 or older in New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Solve your gambling problem.
1-800-GAMBLER. What if you don't have a phone that has the numbers on it anymore? I'll bet you can't figure it out.
Nah.
Wow.
That's your fucking problem. I'll tell you right now, it's 1-800-426-2537.
Could work, James.
It's there a good thing go. Ben's not gonna have a problem with that with his flip phone.
Yeah. You know, it's funny.
I thought he hated it. Went back to an iPhone.
He did instantly. If he would just waited a while, he could have got the Samsung Flip 3, and then he could have had the best of both worlds and stuck his nose up to everybody.
Yeah.
Like, I got my flip phone, and I can still send you the same content I've been sending you.
Couldn't he have just gotten a Razor like 2 years ago?
Probably.
Yeah. This Samsung's better now.
Okay.
Ooh.
Because it's a Samsung?
No. It's just a better product.
Yeah. It's not owned by Lenovo, so they're not sending all your data to China.
Listen, I don't China speak your data. Language. I don't speak of your freaky deaky Dutch, Dennis.
Use promo code China Data.
What is going on?
Holy Hodge twins, James.
Yeah.
We got another show for you today.
It's going to
be a great show. Just it's going to be a great show.
We got nothing to talk about. Yeah.
That sounds like us lately.
For 5 years, Dennis.
We've had some stuff to talk about. Lately, it's been nothing. We're digging deep.
Well, we did some prep this week.
Yeah, and we got a Russian on the ice now, so we're good to go. I don't know how to say his name, so take it away, Dennis.
Ketchev, or if the mayor's been saying Tikachev lately.
No,
so.
It's pronounced Ketchup.
Ketchup?
Yeah.
I don't even know. What's his first name?
Probably Vladimir. I don't know.
That sounds right.
Wow.
Vladimir Ketchup? Sounds vodka. Like a brand.
It's
the vodka went down the wrong hole.
Avansamor.
What?
Avansamor.
Some more what?
Ketchup. No, come on. Avansamor, that sounds.
You're killing me, Smalls. All right.
Excuse me.
When that rookie face-off, is that this weekend? The rookie tournament or whatever?
Yeah.
And then
in Arizona.
Then they got training camp, official training camp, and then preseason. Where we actually get to watch hockey.
I did enjoy, I think it was today, day of recording, the Kings post on Twitter was, would you rather, this is kind of like up my alley the last couple weeks.
It is.
Asking stupid questions. Would you rather have free tickets to the Kings for the rest of your life or never have to work another Monday?
Oh, free tickets, hands down.
Yeah, I'd say free tickets.
You can control the amount of output you put out Monday. Nobody says you have to work hard on Monday. You just have to work.
I think they do, but...
Yeah.
Am I the only asshole that's going no work on Mondays?
Probably.
I work every day, so I fucking... Doesn't matter to me.
They get you a day off.
I don't even know what to do with the day off. I would still work anyway.
That's accurate.
Hooking's hard, man.
Hey, especially when you're making the low rates I am.
You ain't got to make it up with volume.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, shit. That's good. That's I think I'd go with free tickets.
That's a big commitment. That's all I'm going
to
say.
You don't. I mean, are they saying you have to go? I mean, if they're just going to give you season tickets every year, what do season ticket holders do with the tickets they don't use? Fucking sell them.
That's true.
Is there a stipulation saying you can't sell it? You have to go.
Only if you actually work for the team.
I don't work for the team, so
there you go.
The power of yet, right, James?
Yet, right. Exactly. We were talking about that earlier today. I'm glad you learned.
Yeah.
Dennis
pick up, I pick up the bits of wisdom from the old man, the old wise man.
There you go. It's the beard, you know? It's the beard.
You got the white beard. You get the white man's.
That's usually my shtick, so I'm
Gandalf the White over here.
Whoa. We got to bring race into it. Jeez, wheeze.
Whitlock the Old.
Whitlock is a pretty good wizard name.
All right, so
just saying.
So while we're talking about names, let's get into our Triple Crown line question of the week.
Oh, I got to pull my notes.
Triple Crown line.
Next week, James is going to have a button for that.
Done. Don't tempt me with a good time.
I was just saying, I'm pretty sure you just dared him into it.
Hey, it's not going to cost me $20 this time.
$20. Right, James?
Speaking of hooking. $20 is $20. All right, so the question of the week is, and you can pull from any sport.
But I went straight hockey.
Hockey preferred.
Ooh.
I went straight hockey.
Hockey preferred.
There's enough good ones.
This is your three favorite fantasy sports team names. So team names you've seen out there, you've used, whatever the case is. We want your three top fantasy team names.
The Triple Crown line of fantasy team names.
Yep.
Ooh.
I'm ready.
Dennis is getting serious on this one.
What Who goes first this week?
Big ass jug of vodka. I can't do
one, two, three. Not it. It's Dennis.
Is it me?
I think so.
Yes, sir. Sure, and I'm going to pepper that. In. We also put this out on Twitter, so I'm going to pepper in some Twitter reads as well.
All right. I'm sure there's some fantastic ones on Twitter. I saw Jaden's, and so I removed some from my list because he's got them on there, so I didn't want to step on his toes.
He's got some good ones.
All right. So I'm going to get on this one before Jordan takes it. So first one is Bros Before Ajos.
You son of a bitch. Are you fucking kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're such an asshole.
That was going to be your number one, wasn't it?
It was 100% going to be your number one.
I fucking knew it.
I knew it was going to go, and you are the asshole that took before me. So,
hey, man, that's the number one overall pick right there. I don't think I need to explain that one.
All right, well, I'm going to use some of my stall tactics here. Zing! Did you see how I just peppered one in there? All right.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, thank you.
Stall tactics.
Uh-huh.
That's not your number one pick, though, right?
Nope, it's not. It's just an honorable mention. I'm going to go non-NHL related because I fucking love it. And it's Joe Buck Yourself.
Okay. I love
yes.
it.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
Mostly because I fucking hate that guy.
I'm with you. I love it. Yeah.
That is worthy of your top one. I'm glad Dennis took what he took so that could be your top one.
Yeah, okay. That is worthy of a number one overall right there. So that is solid. And that covers a couple sports. So
yeah, fair enough. It does. Baseball and football.
Joe Buck Yourself. Yes.
All right, I'm going to give you one. And I'm going to go with like a Disney theme on this.
Oh.
So it's all ducks is what you're saying?
No. Just for this one. Just for this one because I love it and it ties into something I love too. So, and it's for a player that we all love. So it's going to be the Kessel Run.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just a flying hot dog.
Yeah. it talks about never giving up, right? Sticking around past when you should and still trying to win.
Are you accusing Phil Kessel of needing to retire?
No, no, of course not.
Rude. All right, James, you're up again.
Okay, for my second one, I'm going to go a little bit bigger than a team, a player, a team, and maybe even the sport itself. And I'm going to go with, I'm Pittman.
That was one on my list.
Oh, wow.
It's a good one. I like it. I'm Pittman.
I'm Pittman.
The voice. I like how you did the voice.
Yeah, the voice does it.
I'm glad you took it because I couldn't do that voice. Yeah, it's a good one.
All right, I'm going to keep the fun rolling, and I'm going back to hockey, and this one's actually going to be Kings related. It took me a while to find some good Kings ones, and this one is probably the best Kings one. Never go full Kopitar.
Oh, God. And and a little what's his face?
Robert Downey Jr.
I'm trying to think of the name of the freaking movie. Thunder. Tropic Thunder. Tropic Thunder. All I could think of was Thunder, Thunder Down Under. Like, fuck, it's Thunder something.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow, yeah, I know. Wow. Hey, but I'm not afraid to admit it.
Wow. All right. Am I up again?
Oh, yes. Yeah, and you got two back to back.
All right, so, dude, there's so many good ones. There's one on here that I hope James takes just because of the whole Maroon 5 thing that happened last week. But for number two, I'm going to go with Hanzus Job. Thought that was a good one.
You know, totally underrated. That's all I'm going to say.
Hanzus?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Or Hanzus Jobs.
Well, a little bit calm A, a little bit calm B.
All right, this one's going to go... Can I get another one, right? Third pick? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This one's going to go a little bit further back than Jordan was a fan for. But, he's pretty well known. North Korea.
I love it. I love him. Paul Korea.
I love that one.
That's pretty good. All right, well, I'm going to go back to football because I feel like this is going to go a little bit longer than the Triple Crown line. There's a lot of good hockey ones.
Yeah,
and I really want to spotlight this one. If you're a fan of the Eagles, the Philadelphia Eagles, you probably know this one, but it's my ball, Zach Ertz.
I don't know it. I'm not a football guy, so.
Wow. So there's a guy named Zach Ertz.
Yeah, who names their kid ball Zach? <you.
laughs> Zacher. That's a good one. Knowing the context. This is a good one.
All right, James, you're up.
Oh, for my third one, Dennis, you know me well. I have a feeling you're thinking of the same thing I'm thinking of. And I'm going to have to go with Moves Like Jagger.
That's it.
God damn it.
Yeah.
I had the music queued up and everything, and then you said it. I'm like, oh, he knows me. He knows where I'm going. Yeah,
I know you too well.
And that's Jordan's guy.
Yeah.
It's absolutely not.
Yeah, it is.
Got nope.
Moves like that wanted to be one of your guys on one of our Triple Crown shows.
No, stop it.
But he wasn't a current NHL player.
All right, so we've got some Twitter submissions that I think need to be touched upon before.
Oh, and we got some honorable mentions to go through too. I know you got more.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hit up the Twitter. What do we got, James?
Okay, so some people came in, and of course, I love the Kings Realm ones first. We got to go with our boy Scott, who says, "You missed my whole fucking career."
That was definitely Travis, but moving on.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
He couldn't get fucking in there, though. You say, I think the name was You Missed My Whole Career, but that was a good one.
The intent was there.
Yeah. Okay, that was Travis.
And
I apologize.
I definitely appreciate it.
Scott came in with Icing is Delicious.
Kicking it old school back yeah. to season one of
if you
the
know Guys
the
Guys in Shorts King show.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's from The Godfather himself.
It is. Yeah.
Jaden came in strong. I don't know. Some guy Jordan said something, but it didn't make sense. So we'll skip that. Don't want to confuse anybody. Jaden sure. came in with a few. Doughty Deeds.
Done dirt cheap.
Scott Fiserman. I like it.
Dude, it's, where's my car? Topical.
What was that one?
Dude, where's my car?
Wait, what? Oh, dude, where's my car?
Dude, where's my car? What the fuck?
I kind of thought you were fucking with him a little bit there, Dennis, and I was yeah. was loving it. I was genuinely.
Yeah, no, that's a good
Ashton
one.
Ashton Kutcher, come on.
No one then.
How about Vert the Furk?
That actually might be my favorite.
Yeah.
Like low key favorite.
You got to do a Muppet style, though.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Swedish Chef.
One of my favorites on the list because it's a little dirty. I'm going to say Nipple Pearson. Good one on that one, Jordan. I kind of dig it. It's dirty.
Jaden, but sure.
For the kids out there, it's Kentucky Cheese. Pretty awesome. And just, I mean, as a general rule, a question you should never have to ask, but who's Shattenkirk's bed? I think it's fucking rude, so shame on you. With an honorable mention of Boob Titsky.
Oh, yeah. I don't think Jaden can go a voicemail or anything without mentioning Boob Titsky.
So, and we respect him for it.
Yeah.
So that was a pretty epic list. I was pretty having a good laugh earlier today.
I love how this segment just turned into hockey puns.
It really did.
Yeah. That's our half of our shit.
This is why this is probably going to be the best Triple Crown line ever because it's our shit, right? Puns.
All right, here's an honorable mention. Krugs, not drugs. Dig that. Nancy Reagan Krugs would love it.
That's really good.
You say Nancy Reagan would love it?
Yeah, D.A.R.E. program. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
How about Dumba and Dumber?
I like that. I also like Pimpin' Ate Parise.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay, what about Backus Door Bangers?
I was just going to say Backus Spasms, but that one's way better.
Yeah, it goes along with Baby's Got Backland.
You definitely enjoy that after a full glass of Marlowe.
Yeah, glass of Marlowe. That's another Marlowe. One I had.
Yeah. Yeah. How about Smoking Budai?
That's the one that Jordan posted, right?
We? Us?
Oh,
the
sorry.
King's Realm?
My bad.
King's Realm?
I thought it was Jordan. Yeah. What did you post, Jordan? We had to, come on. Is it a secret that Jordan's the us on
I will
Instagram,
tell you what
Twitter?
I posted, actually, Dennis, because James decided to gloss over it. It was Suck at James.
And it's incorrect because it doesn't have a hashtag, so we throw it out.
Nice.
Burn. So,
rules are rules.
Shipping and yandling.
What about Zingleberries?
I do like that one.
What about Hanzo's Job?
That was one of mine.
Oh, you said it. Damn it.
Yeah.
I was trying to set up music.
You probably were trying to cue up music.
I do love They Tuca My Stanley Cup. And then the Cash Snyder is it says too soon.
Let's see. There was a couple good ones on here.
I liked Malkin in the Middle.
That's a good one. This one's pretty straightforward. The Vlasic Pickles.
Oh, there you go.
I'm surprised James didn't go with one. you know, with his buddy Shane Doan. Doan and out.
Nah. It's beat.
No, nope. Okay. That's nah. Fine. Yeah. You don't need to use it. Let's see.
What about your mom's AO?
That one's pretty good.
There's coffee break. Straightforward. Strong coffee. Oh, well, there was one I saw that was really good. No regretskis.
Not my ben Falk.
Ben Laden. Jamie Ben. Ben Laden.
Yeah. If you got to explain it.
Yeah. Eiffel Tower.
How about Not My Falk?
How about this? Is it. Yeah. The Peckaheads.
Here, this one goes out to the Golden Knights. Fist of Flurry.
There you go. Don't Stop Believing.
There you go. That's a better Don one.
How about Two Boils, One Cup?
Is that... Wow.
Here's going back to your Star Wars one. May the Forsberg with you.
That's pretty good.
How about Everly Hills Cop?
Sticking with movies, how about Weekend at Bernier's?
That's what Shay said. How about smack my bishop?
Oh, we could go all night. Garrow your own way. Or Garrow your own way.
The Peter North Stars. Hail Satan.
It's not bad.
All right. We could do this all night and it's going to get boring for everybody.
How about Lu Cheech and Chong? Lu Cheech and Chong.
Wu Le Tang Clan?
Lu Cheech and Chong.
All right. That was great. That was great.
Good stuff.
Hopefully, yeah, I want to see how many of these that we mentioned. I feel like we took up a good tier, right? So when we do fantasy hockey, and God bless you if you take one of Jordan's football ones and use it in fantasy hockey. That's even funnier.
I might use Joe Buck yourself. That is really fucking good because I do not like Joe Buck.
That guy sucks.
Yeah.
So I expect to see some of these in our fantasy leagues.
If we can get it set up.
Oh, we will get it set up.
Put that caveat out there. Really, disclaimer.
Really, some of these names are Gudas Gold. I mean, you could definitely use some of these names, or you could Garrow your own way. No? All right. Fuck you.
No,
guys,
I already
then.
Said that one, so.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Jordan keeps going and he keeps saying things he's gonna regretski.
I said that one too. No one listens to me.
Just gonna say. Well,
fucking, that's true. I love how we're on episode 157 and you're just
now figuring this out.
Is it really 157?
Yeah.
There's people that still listen to this.
Simon on her Bacchus.
Jesus Christ. What list did you find? Fucking hey.
Cane sensual sex.
Wow. James just found the dirty list.
Oh.
We should probably stop while we're ahead.
Yeah, are we ahead? Are we?
No,
oh, we're way ahead.
I'm just joking, in bros.
It just doesn't end, does it?
Nope.
It's crying.
McCulloch's Anonymous.
Who said that their favorite movie series was A Fast and the Furious?
Oh, this one might be my favorite, the San Jose Sharks. Oh, all right. What else we got?
Camel tays. But spelled toes. It's so good it made me say his name right.
It's like toes camel in the water.
Toes, dude.
Camel toes. Camel toes. Oh, we just lost James.
That's gonna be mine this year. Camel
toes. It doesn't matter.
Oh shit.
Oh wow. Wow.
Oh, James recovered quickly from that shit. One.
Oh, that's fabulous, dude. Because it goes to my not saying his name right as well.
He's going back.
And he's back.
Oh, just looking at it makes me happy. All right. What else we got?
Doughty Sanchez. What?
Doughty Sanchez.
Dennis, get, like, do something to get us out of the shit show fucking vortex.
I mean, we don't really have much else. I mean, we're over half an hour. I mean, we could just call this shit. I mean, I feel like stop while we're ahead, right?
True. Again, I don't think we're ahead.
I think we are. I think we hang up now and everybody's happier for it.
All right. Fuck it.
Weekend at Bernie's? Bernier's?
I already said that one. See, now we're just rehashing, so, and again, nobody listens to me, so I don't even know why I do these intros, outros, you know, so we'll try it again, you know.
That's funny, because I felt like our show was missing, like, an intro and an outro.
It's really weird how this whole time, we've never had one.
Yeah, fuck it.
All right. Fuck you guys. Be sure you're following us on Twitter and Instagram at Kings Roll Pod, and be sure to subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Workbook.
And leave us a voicemail or shoot us a text at 562-317-0087.
And use promo code THPN
on that DraftKings.
Also, or 0087. Either way.
5-2. Also check out the hockeypodcastnetwork.com. Got a huge family of hockey podcasts now. If you like basketball, they got basketball podcasts. Apparently, there's what, football podcasts now?
Football as well. There's food and wine.
The foosball. So, yeah, we got what you need. So, fuck you guys anyway. For James Woodlock, Jordan Heckman, I am Dennis Wilson saying,
go, Kings, go! Go, Kings, go! Go, Kings, go!
Zidlicky my balls.
Uh.